Hi. Good evening. I'm Marshall Price. I'm the curator of modern and contemporary art at the National Academy, and I approve this message. Welcome to the October issue of the review panel here at the National Academy. Before I introduce tonight's moderator, I would just like to draw your attention to the current exhibition here at the National Academy, John Cage, The Site of Silence. We have an extensive series of public programs, so I hope on your way out this evening you'll pick one of these up. Tomorrow, for example, we have Cage on Marley on Vinyl, which is a collaboration with Norte Mar. It's a 7-hour long dance performance throughout the day, so you can drop in and drop out as you wish, and see some wonderful contemporary dance. So with that being said, I'd like to introduce the moderator of the review panel, David Cohen, who is publisher and editor of artcritical.com and been a wonderful partner in this ongoing series, which is a joint venture between Art Critical and the National Academy. So, David.
Thank you very much indeed. Thank you. It is indeed a wonderful relationship between an independent art magazine on the web and one of the nation's most venerable institutions, Academy of Distinguished Artists, School, Museum, and it really is an honor and a pleasure. This is the first review panel where the moderator and founder has been late, and so that makes it a historic occasion. All I can say is if you are a user of Dropbox, don't assume that a 126 megabyte PowerPoint created on one device is necessarily waiting for you on your laptop. Anyway, such techno drivel aside, let me say what a pleasure it is to see you all, to welcome back two now veteran members of the review panel, and to welcome a third who is on her maiden voyage, so to speak, with this this program. Who's here for the first time? Who's never been to the review panel? Anybody? Right. Okay. Well, for your benefit and for our new guest, Phoebe Hoban's benefit, although I trust she has done a little homework on the subject, let me just give a very quick rundown as to what we do on the review panel. We look at four current art exhibitions that are open at least a couple of weeks before we meet and open through today and perhaps tomorrow. So perhaps you'll be stimulated by the debate to run along tomorrow morning and catch these controversial shows. So we have a little PowerPoint presentation, that fabled 126 megabyte PowerPoint presentation, to show you and also to refresh our memories as to what we've seen. We look at a couple of shows on PowerPoint. The panel discusses it, those two shows. The audience then has a chance to let off a little steam, and then we repeat the exercise, and then we go off into the mild fall evening to enjoy the rest of our day. Now, my next duty, pleasurable one, is to introduce our panelists and quiz them on what they're up to these days. Donald Cuspid, if we were to give a full and accurate description of his career so far, we wouldn't have much time to discuss any shows afterwards. He's probably one of the more venerable art critics in America, if not the world. He is author of numerous books. He is has the distinction of holding advanced or terminal degrees both in art history, philosophy, and, well, art history and philosophy and psychoanalysis. So we don't argue with him on Freudian definitions, but we may differ with him on matters of taste. Don, what projects are keeping you busy at the moment?
Oh, whatever confirms that I'm battle-scarred.
Good. We're sort of quasi doing sound tests as well, so good thing to do, if I could tell somebody with three doctorates, a good thing to do is to not cover your mouth with your hand, and this funny silver thing, pretend it's Marilyn Monroe or something.
Oh, God.
Yes. Well, perhaps you'd then be running a mile, and we don't want that to happen. Another guest I'm welcoming back to my left, your right, is Nora Griffin. spell check on the announce label there. One of my favorite Henry Moore sculptures, perhaps you know the one, Don, is Mother and Child 1953. It comes from a primitive source, a Mesopotamian source, I think. And the baby is looking rather ferociously at the breast. And everyone said to Henry Moore at the time, is he trying to kill her? And no, Henry Moore said, he's just trying to gnaw her. And consequently, this sculpture, Mother and Child, 1953, gained the nickname in the Henry Moore studio of Nora. So we have a Nora with us this evening, but she's going to be sinking her teeth into the subjects, not the co-panelists, we hope. The youngest panelist may have some Oedipal issues with this father of art criticism to my right. But we'll see. I'm here to keep the peace. Nora is...
Nora and daughter have always had family relations.
Right, yes, excellent. Yes, both Freud and Moore, that's true. Nora is a writer for the Brooklyn Rail and Art Critical and other publications. She's primarily, however, an artist, recently finished her graduate studies, after already having quite a distinguished resume as an exhibiting artist at Columbia. And what are you up to now, apart from making art? What are you up to in the critical world?
I'm always looking for new shows that will jumpstart my interest in writing about art. But it's hard to balance making art and writing about art.
Right.
So that's my challenge right now.
Right. Well, if you've got a show that you think will stimulate Nora, perhaps her own, let her know, and she can let me know, and you never know what might happen next. And my third guest, Phoebe Hoban, a writer on the scene, and one of our distinguished writers of artist biographies, author of two volumes on many serious art lovers' shelves, Basquiat, Making a Killing in the Art World?
Basquiat, A Quick Killing in Art.
A Quick Killing in Art, yes, okay. And more recently, her biography of Alice Neal, full title is?
Alice Neal, The Art of Not Sitting Pretty.
Right. And tell us, you're not necessarily at liberty to divulge your next victim, but tell us something that's keeping you busy at the moment.
I'm doing a number of pieces for various magazines, ranging from your Art Critical to things for Art News, ranging from art reviews to small features. I've recently started writing for the Wall Street Journal on a freelance basis and just did something on Yayoi Kusama and on Thomas Hirshhorn, and I have something coming up in November. And I do have a third biographical subject, which I can't divulge at the moment, but it's a much, unlike my other tomes, each of which took up like a third of my life, this one is going to take up more like a year, thank God. But like my other subjects, he's dead, so he can't complain, although his family and his estate certainly can and probably will. At least that's my experience. And the only other thing I wanted to mention is I'm a long-standing member of the National Arts Club, which, as many of you have been reading in the paper, has been going through lots of changes, and I'm very interested in doing, in programming some panels there. So if anybody, including David, has some suggestions or things they would like to hear panels address, please let me know at the end of this discussion.
Fantastic. Well, you're on a panel with two gentlemen who took place in January the 20th, 1999, took place at the Ruskiniad at the National Arts Club, where we both read our favorite passages from John Ruskin. So we will be back for some other such event, providing there's sherry and cheese. Good. So now let's dim the lights and look at the PowerPoints of the first couple of shows.